Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome to Totally Fit, and I am your host, Lee Haney, and hope that each and every one of you are off to a fantastic day. We got an exciting show lined up for you. Got a special guest that's going to be coming on. I am located in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, and at the moment, it's not so beautiful. It is cold outside. However, the love will keep me warm. I'm here with my good friend Steve Harvey, helping Steve, you know, with his transformation. His goal is to get his weight down to 216 pounds and look fine and fly for the summer. Well, we're going to hit for spring. So I'm here with Steve dealing with this cold weather, but we're going to get the job done. But listen, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. This is our second show since the new year, and we are so excited about what's happening now. We've gotten a lot of people that have came on board to be a part of Lee Haney's 60-Day Transformation Weight Loss Challenge, and we have people all over the United States that has chosen to be a part of this. This is going to change people's lives. It's going to get people healthier, feeling better, better shape, and that's, you know, after all, that's what we're after. You know, I had a conversation earlier with a good friend of mine and my former training partner, nicknamed Superman. Superman is there in Shreveport, Louisiana. And we were just talking about, you know, Superman has turned 60, I'm 55 now, and we were talking about in the Bible where, you know, Father Abraham in the book of Genesis, he was sent at the age of 76. That's when the Lord spoke to him and told him to leave and go to a place that he would tell him, and that's when he would begin a new nation, at the age of 76. And then God spoke to him again when he was 99, letting him know that he would be the father of a child. And him and his wife Sarah, I think Sarah was 90 at the time. So I look at it, and we discussed it in this way. If God can do that for Abraham at the age of 76 and 99, then, you know, we're still wearing huggies. So we're young in the game, young in our faith. So I'm excited about this year, about this stage in my life. But what's more important is that in order to live out that bucket list, live out the mission that God has called us to, we have to have our health. You know, you can have wealth and money and all of these, but if you don't have your health, you know, there's nothing works well. So we want to focus on getting you healthy. That's why we call the show Totally Fit. Fitness for the mind, fitness for the body, and fitness for the spirit. And hopefully we'll have our guest coming on here pretty soon. Hello, are you there yet?
I am. Happy New Year.
There we go. Now, hey, listen, guys, for those of you out there listening, I have a very, very special guest on the show today. Matter of fact, I blasted her name last week when I was on the Steve Harvey Morning Radio Show. And here she is, the 2014 winner of Lee Haney's 60-Day Weight Loss Challenge, Miss Harriet Parker. Hello, Harriet.
How are you doing, Lee? Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you, too. It is so good to hear your voice. And tell me, how are things going?
Oh, I must say things are going great. I've managed to continue to maintain my weight loss and lost a few more pounds and trying to live as healthy a lifestyle as possible, Lee. But it's an awesome experience, and I look forward to a great 2015 as well.
There we go. Now, I know the last we talked, when you were preparing for your challenge, the 60-Day Weight Loss Challenge, your daughter was instrumental in helping to keep you motivated, right?
Oh, yes. That one has helped me select a whole new wardrobe, made sure I stayed on top of my fitness game. She's also managed to be a member of her school track team. So she's out there with mom, and so all summer long we were doing we were over at the track together.
That's
it's a
fantastic.
Wonderful experience.
You know, and it's nothing like having family to participate and take part in this deal. Now, I think, as you said before, too, your husband was also involved in helping
you
out. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. They both came on board. He certainly felt a need to try to keep up, Lee, so he's also over at the track, and him and I, you know, when the weather started getting a little cooler, we joined the gym just to, you know, spice it up, do a little something a little different. So
mm-hmm.
we're going
mm-hmm.
over, and we're both working out together. So, like you say, it's nothing like having that support system around you.
Yes. Harriet, I have, we've got a lot of people from all over the U.S. that came on board for this 2015 challenge. And I don't know if you heard, maybe you did, when we were on Steve's show a week ago, we were, mm-hmm. as we did last year, we gave away $5,000 of cash and prizes split between the male and the female winner. But as we were on the show, and not to my surprise, you know, Steve always do, you know, he come out of blue with something. We
yes,
were
yes.
talking about $5,000, and all of a sudden he increased it to $10,000.
Oh, excellent. I feel as though it's whatever it takes to motivate people, but what they have to realize at the end of the day that, I mean, it's awesome to have those prizes, but there's no value you can put on your health. And
that's right.
And you become the bigger winner. I mean, that's certainly the motivation to help you, but you become the bigger winner in your life when you can get up every morning and you feel 100% better.
Well, Harris, speaking of motivation, you know, people out there, you know, because a lot of people start this program and, you know, a month down the road, all of a sudden they've, you know, turned back because, you know, New Year's resolutions, people say, well, I'm going to do this, I want to be ready, and then next thing you know, three weeks, 4 weeks down the road, they change their mind. So what would you say as far as motivation is concerned to keep people on track? What are some of the tools you use, you know, your mindset?
I think my biggest motivation for me, as we discussed, Lee, was the simple fact that I was turning 50 last year. So that was definitely motivation number one. Number two was I have a family history of high blood pressure and diabetes, and I just didn't want to end up being the next one, Lee. And it was just time to make that change to a healthier lifestyle. And when I heard about the opportunity of the contest and the motivation, it just all lined up together. It's like, now is the time to do it. Don't sit back. Don't delay. Just do it. And I think one of the motivations for me was certainly primarily my health. Two, my daughter. My daughter, I want to be around for her. I want to be able to enjoy, you know, her teen years together and, as she, you know, she's growing up as a teenager right now, and just being able to be out and motivated and excited and not worrying about having to go to the doctor or get on meds or, you know, I just wanted to try to just live a healthier lifestyle because I turned that big 5-0 last year, so I want to be here for 50 more, Lee.
And I feel everything that you're saying because, I mean, it's nothing like being healthy. And I think it's nothing more beautiful than a mature lady looking good and taking care of themselves. I was at the gym last week. You know, you guys out there listening, make sure you follow me on Twitter, @LeeHaney. But I met this beautiful young lady. She was 69 years young. Mm. And she was cute as she could be. We took a picture together. But she looked great at the age of 69, well, she would be 69 at the end of this month. And this is a picture of me and her standing there together at World's Gym taking this picture. And she was the picture of health. And that is what God really wants for each and every one of us, to live long, to be healthy, and be able to be physically productive. Because I've seen on the other end, where I've seen people abuse their health by eating bad, not exercising, not reverencing their health, and they end mm-hmm. up down the road spending all of their wealth to try to regain their health. And it causes a lot of problems. You know, you got family members that love you, They want to be there for you, and out of love, they do what they have to do. They sacrifice their time, you
yes.
know, and taking you back and forth to the doctor, and the money that
yes.
they were saving for their retirement, all of a sudden, they've gone to their nest egg, helping to take care of your medications or take care of your hospital stays because you chose not to do a better job in taking care of your health when you were young. So
absolutely.
It's not
absolutely.
Fair. It's not fair to abuse your health and to become a burden on the people that you love when you had opportunity to do things right when you had your well-being.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on the total cosmetic side of it, it's pretty awesome to be able to go out and buy cute clothes and enjoy a lot of things and doing a lot of things that I never thought I would do as far as just energy and just a reignition of your energy level. That's what really surprised me as an end product as well. But it certainly doesn't hurt to be able to, you know, be able to shop and buy the kind of stylish clothes you want to buy versus just getting what fits you.
Yep, that's right. Now, Harriet, on your challenge, you dropped right at 40 pounds, correct?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
40
during
pounds. And a lot of people, you know, taking this challenge, they don't, you know, they when I tell them that, they are totally blown away. But that is
wow.
doable. Now listen, guys, you don't have to drop 40 pounds like Harriet did. Incredible job. And to date, you are the first female to ever do that, Harriet. So hats
wow.
off to you. But a lot of you ladies out there listening, if you drop 10, if you drop 15, now keep
absolutely.
This in mind, listeners, keep this in mind. Every 1 pound you drop, that's 4 pounds of pressure off your knees, back, and hip. So Harriet having dropped 40 pounds, Harriet, you took 160 pounds of stress off of your knees, back, and your hips.
Absolutely,
and
I feel it every day because of the lack of the back, lower back pain I used to have and the knee, you know, pain, not wanting to walk around a whole lot and do a whole lot without taking a rest. That's just a thing of the past now.
Now, Harriet, let's talk a little bit about, you know, your food regimen, because a lot of times people think eating healthy is going to cost them a lot of money. Well, it doesn't make sense not to eat healthy because it's going to cost you a lot of money on the back end paying for medication. So sort of give the listeners a formula of your what you do as far as your meals is concerned and how you keep yourself cute.
Okay, well, you know what? On the actual opposite end, I actually find eating healthier, more economical, cheaper. If you go to the market and you purchase a lot of fresh vegetables, and if you recall, Lee, like you said, it was a family effort. My husband, and he still does it, during the program, he would cook a lot of fresh vegetables up on Sunday because we're both working folks and have this crazy commute in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, we would cook a lot of vegetables up on Sunday, and they would last all week. So I could literally package up some cabbage or package up some turnips or some collards because it was wintertime. So I like the warmer vegetables in the winter season. And again, likewise, in the summer, we would putting together some great salads and, you know, get creative with your food, find out some spices that you could add to it. And I pretty much would have a lot of baked chicken. I mean, it works for our family, and we're all satisfied with that. I pretty much have cut back on the red meat, but definitely the baked chicken. And also in the mornings throughout the program, I would have my warm oatmeal. For breakfast. And in addition to that, you know, I would either do a salad, maybe with some black beans or something like that. But all along the way, you know, you were also giving tips on, you know, ways to just spice up your what you're having in terms of your vegetables. Be creative with your food. And it's food that we all may recall from our youth and our childhood, but we're such into a fast food, get up and go society now that we forget to just go back to the basics. Now, if I get all my vegetables cooked on Sunday and I prepackage what I'm going to take to work Monday through Friday, that's saving me $8 to $10 on a lunch that I have to eat.
Yeah.
I would have to eat out somewhere. If
and
I'm
it's not what you...
Ice, no, it's not in the plan, and it's full of salt and fat, and also the temptation of eating stuff that I don't need to have. So, you know, it was very easy for me to take that time, and when the summer months came, I'd eat at my desk a little while, then I'd walk the remainder of my lunch. So it was just taking off the focus of a lot of bad eating habits that I had and learning to adjust those. And I actually found it to be a little, a lot cheaper. We're not buying all those as much starch, you know, heavy fattening foods. So pretty much that was my routine for the most part during the program. And I definitely would not neglect the importance of water. I certainly made sure I got my 64 ounces, if not more, on a daily basis. And then that, too, was easy when you incorporate that in your, you know, if you're exercising or if you're having your meal, drink water. Put aside the soda and the fruit juice and all those high-calorie, high-sugar drinks and get your water consumption in at that time. And it's a lot easier to do after working out to get a fair amount of water. You know, it's real easy then. So,
this year is the net maker. Go ahead, Harriet.
No, I was just saying that I think that was the heart of what really was helped me to be successful. And just one other note, I would just say plan your meals. Because, again, we would do that on Sundays. But even if it's Monday and say, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday, you're tired of the vegetables, just plan ahead. Don't let yourself be in a situation you don't have a piece of fruit in your purse or, you know, some kind of a nutritional protein bar in your car so that those moments that you really do just are hungry and you don't want to end up going through a drive-thru. As I told you, I was a drive-thru queen back before. And so I don't have to do that anymore. And, again, that's a saving.
Yeah, that is, you know, you just laid it out. So, I mean, for those of you out there listening that's taking a challenge, or those of you who are part of our community, Harry just laid it. All you have to do is follow these simple rules, you know, drinking your water, planning your meals. That's extremely important because if you're not planning to succeed, you're going to fail. I mean,
absolutely.
So, and it happens all the time. You got to plan it out. If not, you'll be all over the place, and that's what we see a lot of with people. Harry, let's talk about the importance of detoxing, because, you know, the detox was a head product that we had as far as the challenge. That was the start of it right there. How did that work for you, and what would you advise for the listeners out there who's going to be detoxing for the first time?
Okay, absolutely. I found, you know, first I got all my information. I read the whole complete plan as you carefully lay it out for you in terms of what you need to take and what increments you need to take it. And you just do that. You just, at the first couple of days, I think I was a little concerned from just different, you know, callers that had called in and said, oh, well, you know, you kind of need to be home, you know, because you're really detoxing your system. But I didn't find that to be the case, although I did take a few days off. But I was fine. I just, you know, got some work done from home. But it wasn't as harsh to my system, I guess, as it may be to some other folks in terms of, you know, just excreting all the, you know, toxins and everything else once you actually take the all of the supplements and the whole detox plan. But if you can just get through of curving back the food, I think that was more the challenge than me sticking to, you know, what supplements to take. Just realize you just, you know, take this time out for yourself to do this. You will see results almost immediate. If I recall correctly, in my first week, it was an astronomical amount that I've never seen before. I think I was down like 8 pounds or somewhere between 8 and 10 pounds. And so it definitely works. It's like the start. It's like, you know, it's the kickstart that you need.
Right.
Your body needs, more importantly, to know, okay, I'm completely cleansed. Now let's start this journey. It was critical. Mm-hmm. It was critical to the program, and it was also critical to your mindset, because you're not going to be eating the way that you're normally used to eating. And with that being the case, I can imagine, you know, I didn't get hungry because, I think the water was key there. So, but if some people may have had a challenge with, I'm really starving, I'm ravenous, but take an opportunity to eat some more leafy greens or something that will allow you to stay on the plan, satisfy your cravings, but also stay on the plan, because at the end of the week, you will be so happily surprised with your results. And then once you get through, you know, into week two, then it's becoming more like a norm for you, because your stomach is used to, you know, that lesser amount of food. And I was able to just, you know, you're just so motivated once you have that first week of weight loss that you're like, I could do this. So I think the key
Let me ask you this. Now, since everybody's seeing your results and so forth, how did it impact your friends? You know, what did they say, and what are they saying now?
Oh, my goodness, Lee. It was like almost like somebody that won a beauty contested contest. I mean, I had girlfriends jumping on your website. Girl, I bought a new toothpaste. I mean, and people that still see me today that haven't seen me in over a year, they're just like, oh, man, you look so great. And there's nothing more motivating than for that. When you don't have to say anything to people, they're able to look at you. And I don't want to overlook the importance of your exercise video, because you would say all these inspirational things like, go ahead and work that back so you can get those good-looking shoulders. And, oh, I'm in there working that back to get those good-looking
shoulders. Oh, that is so good.
Like I said, the first time I went, you know, at the time I was like a size 22. When the first time I went to go and even look at clothes, which was maybe about 6 weeks into the program, and how the fact that my shoulders and everything, I didn't even realize how much they had come down, but I was already 3 dress sizes small.
Wow, that's incredible.
There's nothing like it. That experience, all the contestants, they need to just think about that. Just imagine, young ladies, young men, if you are 3 sizes smaller or more, you can do more than what I did. And just the feeling of how that is, because I had to go out and get something for an event, and I just didn't have anything in the closet, and I just hadn't realized how much, you know, this I thought on the scale. But my clothes are starting to look baggy, but I'm just like, okay, I can just keep doing it. Like I said, I cannot neglect the importance, the extreme importance of your exercise video. It was challenging, but not crazy. That's going to make you pass out trying to do the weights and everything. And I think they were very critical. You could speak more to it, but I just didn't know so much about the importance of toning and muscle building and weightlifting. But it's just been remarkable what that added to it. And the way you did it, you kind of have a little cardio, and then you had a weightlifting in there. So it mixes it up so it's not anything extreme, but at the same time, you're getting an excellent workout.
And, Harry, let me tell you what we're doing this year. So, listen very close, listeners. I know a lot of you out there is familiar with the Cupid Shuffle, right? The Cupid Shuffle. You know, down, do your dance. Guess what? There's a Cubic create a video, aerobic video called Cube Aerobics, and we have now added that to the kit. So now you have a choice of Lee Haney's Train with Lee Total Body Workout DVD for 2 or 3 days, every other day. Then the days in between, you can do the Cube Aerobics because I met Cupid at the Steve Harvey Neighborhood Awards, and we laughed, we talked. My wife just fell in love with him and fell in love with his aerobic video, where they're stepping, they're moving, they're twisting, they're turning, the whole deal. So she loved it as a mixture to her exercise regimen. So we have just put an additional exercise tool along with the kit. So we're gonna get it up on the site because we just did it. So everybody ordering the kit, if they've already received their kit, guys, you out there listening, then guess what? The Cupid Aerobics is on the way to you for free at no cost. It's just an added value that we're giving to our challenge people.
They're 100% now then, because
100%. You can dance and you can lift and you. Yeah,
wow.
And so a lot of things, you know, a lot of what we do and what do we try to get across, because a lot of ladies are so fearful of weights and what they were doing. And Harriet, as you can attest, only thing it did was just give you better shape, better form, and help speed up your metabolism. So ladies, don't fear weight training, because if you have muscle through weight training, then you have a metabolism. So your body will then burn fat. If you don't have any muscle, you won't burn fat. Aerobics only work when you're doing them. When you stop doing the aerobics, you're not burning fat any longer. But once you develop that lean muscle, your metabolism is still going. So that's why it's important to use a combination of the two. So we're going to do 3 days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, of the Lee Haney Total Body Workout DVD. Then we do Cube Aerobics in between days. So you get a nice mixture so you don't get bored with the workout. But, Harriet, we got about 60 seconds before we have to leave, darling. What would you say to people out there listening to keep them motivated?
I would tell them that I was a complete couch potato. If I can do it, literally, anybody can do it. Number one, nothing special about me. Number two, stick to the plan. Listen to the talk radio so that also reinforces what you're learning along the way, because I listen to Fit for Life radio, and that definitely helped me stay motivated in that zone of where I needed to be for the duration of the program. Know that you need to do this for yourself and for nobody else, primarily for yourself, and plan it out. Like you said, there's no successful anything without a plan.
Thank you so much, Harriet.
You're great. Okay.
That is great. Thank you so much. God bless you, darling. Look forward to having you back on Totally Fit again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you again.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.